Let's get a check on those markets right now, see how things went today. They've closed higher for the holiday break. John Beaver is joining us, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates based in Buffalo Grove. John, a short day, just a few hours. What do you make of what you saw today?
Well, we have several reasons to celebrate Cisco, not just the 4th. We have accommodative central bankers around the world and anticipated rate cuts this record close, but this market rally does come amidst lower earnings here and creates an opportunity, I think, to take some profits. So let's take a look at the micro view. We closed at 2,996 on the S&P 500. That is a new high, but I would expect some psychological resistance at 3,000, and we have the Dow closing in on 27,000. And the Russell 2000 small cap continues to underperform. Even more micro, Tesla, interesting news today. They came in with 95,200 deliveries above expectations, but these tax credits are going away for Tesla at the end of the year. I mention that because in Illinois here, Pritzker just signed a law to increase the registration fee for these EVs. It was proposed at $1,000 a year registration fee. It did come in finally at $248, so that's an interesting point there. Another small fact, healthcare costs continue to really pressure and squeeze consumers, and I'm going to put in a plug here for the HSA Expansion Act. I think one of the ways to address this is to expand the HSAs, and that's actually what's before Senate right now. House has passed the law, so take a look at that. It's really interesting. And lastly, on the small micro side, transports today did disappoint in today's reports. That's a key point, but they may be an interesting recession play. The transports actually tend to hold up better than the broad market as we move into a recession. Not saying we're there yet, but something to think about.
Well, John, let me ask you about the S&P, because I think you're right about that psychological resistance to push above 3,000. But what's behind that, though? I'm thinking an individual investor isn't necessarily looking at exactly where the S&P is. They're looking at a stock and whether they want it or not. And yet that psychological resistance, I mean, it's something that's always been there.
It is part of behavioral finance. How can we explain that? It's an easy number to remember. The other thing is the news reports, they remind us of this every day. Every day we hear where the S&P or the Dow is, and those round numbers just stick in our heads. So we tend to have some resistance there for no other reason than it's a round number.
You also mentioned the HSA Expansion Act. Let's touch on that for just a moment. That's something that would allow Americans and more Americans to have more money that they can set aside tax-free to pay for all those health care expenses. Do I understand that right? It would basically allow, is it more people or are they allowed to save more money? What would that do?
Well, it's actually both. So right now, HSAs are restricted just to individuals that have qualified health plans that are high-deductible health plans. So it would expand it to others who have insurance. And they are also looking at expanding the amount that people can invest, individual coverage up to $3,500 and family coverage up to $7,000 that you can put into the account tax-free and then use it tax-free for health care expenses. What it really does is it puts the consumer more in control of those dollars. And what other large ticket item would you spend money on without asking how much it costs? But how much of us go into a procedure and ask how much is this procedure going to cost? We don't ask that question. So this might help in responsibility and transparency.
Let's touch on interest rates, kind of more of a macro view here. What do you think about them as far as how low they might go?
Who knows? But we broke a new low today on this cycle. 1.95 was the close on the 10-year Treasury. We've been as low as 1.34 in 2016, but this is the lowest point since 2016. They could definitely push lower. I think they will. The Fed is likely to chase this 10-year rate lower. They are behind the curve. Now, they've kind of indicated no drop in July, but the pressure is on. Futures indicate virtually 100% chance of a rate cut in July and another rate cut in the fall. This really does pressure them. And interesting, if we were to have a recession in the next year or two, we noticed that Federal Reserve rate policy tends to stay low a couple years after a recession. So we could have several years here of persistently low rates, and it's not just here in the U.S., it's across the globe. The German Bund today at a negative 0.4% on the 10-year.
And is Wall Street liking that cheap money, I mean, and what different investors can do with it?
Oh, absolutely. Love that cheap money. It's still out there. Remember, the Fed balance sheet is still about a little over $3.5 trillion. They're going to end this year and probably be at $3.5 trillion still on their balance sheet. So Globally, we've got some push here with the change over in the ECB with Christine Lagarde, probably going to take the helm. She's been nominated. She is accommodative. And then here in the U.S., Waller and Shelton is Trump's latest picks for the Fed board. They're both accommodative, both kind of have the same view as James Bullard. And Shelton's a little more controversial with the having some money principles, but they would both be likely to be accommodative on the rates as well as on the possibility of QE if that ever came back up again.
Good insight. Thank you so much. Always good to have you on the show. John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, also registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates.